Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ohio State plays Purdue. That game is tomorrow at 1. We'll talk about it coming up in an hour with Tim May. That's right after Two Keys in a Lock, where we'll give you Two Keys in a Lock to the Browns game coming up on Sunday. Don't forget Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1 o'clock. And then we will do quick predicts at 1:40, where you will tell us the score of the Browns game against the Jets on Sunday, and then give us Monday morning's headline. When we went to break, Jeff, I asked you the question I think that is on Browns fans' minds right now. Look, Jets.
What was it?
The Jets made two major trades off their defense. The Browns changed their offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Will the
play
offense
caller, play caller?
Play caller, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, same coordinator. Play caller changes. Will the Browns offense look any better than 15 point whatever points per game?
Yes.
Will they score more than 15 points per game?
Yes.
Just this week, or do you feel the long term health?
Now, don't get carried away now.
Do you think the long term health of the offense has improved by the change in play calling?
No. I don't think that, but maybe they can show us that it has.
What will we see that's different?
I don't know.
Just guess. Just have fun. We're here for 4 hours.
Fewer passes and more runs.
You think they'll run the ball more?
Yes.
It's an interesting. I actually think they'll.
I answered yes to your first two questions.
Yeah.
Because the Jets stink and they traded Williams and Gardner.
Yeah.
That's why I said yes.
Okay.
It had everything to do with the opponent and not anything to do with the Browns.
We're also talking about, what, a one-win team and a two-win team. Like, what drives...
Yeah, Bubba, here we go.
If you were not afflicted with the sickness of being called a Browns fan, would you be watching this game on Sunday?
Well, no. There would be other options.
You wouldn't. I mean, I'm a Browns fan.
I'll watch every time they play.
Yeah, I watch every Browns game like it's Super Bowl because I'm just happy they're out on the field. I want them to win every game.
Of course you do.
But
so
do I. I mean, and that, whether we had this job or not, or we're sitting here or not. Dan, first of all, first question. Will the offense look different Sunday?
No, you're rearranging chairs on the Titanic. This is rearranging deck chairs.
We know where this is going.
At least there'll be plenty of ice for your martini. Yeah,
right.
Plenty of ice. Exactly. Plenty of ice for the martini.
And it was funny.
The orchestra will sound fantastic until you hit the ice for the martini. But yeah, you're just rearranging deck chairs. None of the players change. It's not like you can look at any of these guys.
You do get Tillman back. I'll give you one guy. That's it.
Could we change the players by changing the approach? Okay, you just said Tillman comes back.
Yeah.
Okay. Could we see a lot of Malachi Corley? Could we see the Browns treat Jerry Jeudy like the Bengals treat Ja'Marr Chase? We're throwing it to you 15 times. Let's go. Dan, you're laughing, but I am laughing. Well, but those are the only.
You hear these names?
But Dan, those are the only options we have.
I know, which is why you're just rearranging deck chairs.
Well, no, because. Which might be okay because, for instance, and I don't know, we haven't seen Malachi Corley get a ball thrown to him. Okay?
Okay, so let me ask
maybe,
you. Let
maybe
me,
we throw the ball to the guy.
Why?
Maybe Tommy Reese knows how to get Isaiah Bond the ball where he can do something after the catch.
So, like, not off the side of his head?
Well, that can be frowned upon in certain situations, yes.
That's the problem.
But you know what I'm saying here.
Right, but maybe your go-to is Malachi Corley. God help you.
Remember what he talked... Well, again, who knows? My only thought is, does he bring a little different approach than Kevin did and maybe accentuate the skill sets of some of the other guys that maybe Kevin didn't.
So what
I'm just looking for something that might be different. I'm with you, positivity.
Yeah.
I also think that what you're asking, not a big deal, that you're trying to unlock things that may be locked. That's, you know,
That's what I'm saying.
That you're saying that, okay, well, maybe
before this didn't work, maybe it will now.
In third down and six, Kevin was, you know, hell-bent on getting the ball to Fannin or Njoku because he's seen it work time and time again, where Reese may say to himself, you know what? Let's throw it out to the flat and throw a couple blockers in front of him and see if that works better on third down and six than having third down inefficiencies.
Or send Bond on a fly pattern, just send him deep, cut to the post. Or, Let's see what you get.
Or maybe you think, maybe you have these conversations where you're watching in practice every day, and Kevin has one perception of, and I'm going to give you Malachi Corley, your guy, right? Maybe Kevin had one perception of Malachi Corley, and Reese had a different. And Reese is sitting here going, man, if I just had a chance to get Corley in the game a little bit more, maybe I could do some. I know it's a long shot, but I also think that if you are rearranging the chairs on the Titanic, that could be the only reason why you would mix it up. Or you're saying to yourself, okay, I've watched Jamari Thrash. He's open a lot. I think we should have made him the primary receiver instead of the third receiver on this play. Dylan's having trouble reading progressions to this or sees this really well. And maybe we're trying to use a lightning charger when it's not USB, the mini USB charger. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. You still need a charge. But the question is what kind of plug are you going to put on the end? And the only way you rearrange the deck is by rethinking what you actually have on offense without any hope of maybe saying that it's going to be successful or not. That's the point.
And again, I say Malachi Corley only because he's here.
Yeah, no, I get it. I was looking for an example, too. Yeah.
I don't know if Malachi can be a good wide receiver in the NFL. He was great at Western Kentucky. What's that get you? Drafted in the third round. So that doesn't mean anything. But he's here. Isaiah Bond is here. Maybe a different approach when it comes to calling plays puts these guys in positions where they might be able to make something happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My only thought. Again, I'm if there's one wide receiver who I think, all right, this guy might be able to really become something, it's Cedric Tillman to me. And the fact that he's back, man, my fingers are crossed that he stays healthy because he seems like a great kid. And we've seen him actually play well when Jameis was quarterback here. He looked really good when Jameis was the QB.
My other thought process here, too, and something you brought up,
Jeff.
Is that
like being a thought partner?
Yeah, so the left side of my brain's talking to the right side, but I don't know. They
Paul's
get mad at each other.
An incredible thought partner.
Yeah.
Will they run the ball more? You brought this up before. Will they run the ball more? Will they pass the ball more? And I always find
they can't
like,
pass it anymore. It's more than any team in the NFL. Good Lord, please no.
Jeff? Will they run the ball more? That's the next question. There are some offensive sets that depending on his health, when Aiden Huntington's out there and they throw him in at fullback or they throw one of the big uglies I love those short yardage runs when they throw those guys into block.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about.
I know.
I know what you're talking about and I get it.
I mean, you're not going to do that on first and 10 from your own 35-yard line. I get it. I understand that. I just will the pattern of throw run change this week the issue I have with this whole conversation is because once they get down two touchdowns and it gets into the third quarter, like they tend to go away from everything they've if you're down 14, you're gonna have to get the points back. But like they abandon the run. Sometimes I wonder if they're abandoning it at the right time. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
You see where I'm awkward on
that.
Yeah,
so let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
I don't think you have the talent on the offense to give me a good answer to what I'm just going to say.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to answer my own question. Okay. I don't think they have the talent for this yet. Does this team have an offensive identity?
The closest thing they have to an identity is Judkins when he's effective. Or, and I know you probably don't want to hear this, Fannin. I mean, he gives them a little bit of an identity as a guy who can take a medium-range pass or a short-range pass and drift it out for another 5 or 6 yards because he's a bull. And I would be scared to death of him on the other side of the line. He just drags guys with him. I love watching him play. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's the tiny bit of an identity I think they have.
You're higher on Harold's early work than I am. And I like him. I do like him.
Jeff, there's nothing else to be excited about.
Well, I'm not going to create excitement if it's not there. I think he has a fine career ahead of him, and I think he could be a really good player. But you're a little higher on what he's done so far in this offense than I am.
Read the room. Who's better? I'm not who's better. Who's closer to the truth, Jeff or me?
When it comes to Harold Fannin?
Yeah. If you want to say Jeff, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
Oh, I know. We hurt each other's feelings all the time.
That's true.
I don't even know if I have those anymore.
I said I needed preparation H to sit next to him for this.
This isn't self-esteem camp. I learned that long ago. I think the truth is
somewhere.
Hey,
listen, Dan, you're just big boned. It's okay. It's okay.
Wow. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle of you two.
Ugh.
I really do.
What I mean.
So there are three different opinions. There you go.
So
I think the potential's there. I think he's done a nice job. But the question I have.
Yeah. I think he's an 8. Jeff thinks he's a 3, and you think he's a 5-6.
No, that's not true.
Or a 6-7.
No, we're not going down that road.
Okay.
That's not true. What I think
is. What do you think
he is? It's not even that, Andy.
I think he is.
No, I think he's. You're missing my point.
Okay.
I think he's good. I think he could become really good. You were talking about what he's done so far.
No, you said, do they have an identity? And I said, well, this is the little bit of an identity I think they have.
Okay. I don't. When I think of identity, I don't think of Harold at all.
If I was a defensive coordinator and I had to worry about things about the Browns offense, I'd be like, man, we got to stop Judkins from getting the second kick, and Fannin's really the only guy that has been able to eat up some yards other than Njoku, but we expect it from Njoku.
I'd like to think it's Judkins, but they're throwing the ball more than any team in the NFL.
I want to see what Harold Fannin would do if this team actually had some kind of a deep threat.
There you go.
To where you wouldn't have the safeties creeping up and the linebackers creeping up and just waiting for the 6-yard out pass or the 6-yard drop off to him. That he could actually make some noise.
Anybody think they have an identity? Talk about that. We'll do two keys in a lock. We'll talk to Tim May. Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up. Quick predicts. All those things are on the menu for you. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.